Well, I don't know why you're using the word permission.
It kind of sounds somehow saying that you have to take permission to go out.
Because I am your husband, if whatever I say you must do, you must do.
When taking your marriage vows, or even when advice is being given to a bride on her wedding day, it always goes, your husband is the head of the home, obey him at all costs. Does that include taking permission from your husband before going out, even to see your family member? Well, let's find out. Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi and this is The Bearing, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are asking if a woman must take permission from her husband before going out. A perfect marriage, they say, is just two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other. It is a coming together of two people who hold different ideology and different backgrounds into union as one. For a while now, trending on social media is a conversation surrounding marriages, where some people are of the opinion that in marriage, a woman must seek the permission of her husband before she goes out even to see her parents. Is this true? Well, let's listen to some women share their thoughts.
Dejaka is my name. I think it depends on the family setting, really. It depends on, or maybe the relationship the husband and the wife have.
Okay.
It kind of sounds somehow saying that you have to take permission to go out or to spend my money. But of course, if I want to go out, it's only polite and proper for me to tell my husband. If it's an event, of course, we might have been talking about it days ahead. But if I just have to quickly go out, do something, of course, I just tell my husband, okay, I want to go out. And on a normal day, I don't see him saying that, no, you cannot go out. Or if it's not convenient, maybe on occasions where I need him to, okay, help me stay with the kids while I go out. That's a different thing that, okay, please help me with the kids while I quickly go and do some stuff. If it's not convenient for him, of course, then if he says no, he has things to do, then I know, okay, I probably reschedule my own going out. For instance, I traveled some weeks back, and even the permission part of it is not, it's not a formal thing like asking your parents. No, I think it's quite different. If you want to ask your father now for permission, it's quite different from when you're asking your husband. To me, Shao, I think it's less formal. Okay. I think it's more flexible. It's more fun, can say, because it's more like, I want to do so thing. You get, even if it's my money, yes, I tell him like I want to do some stuff, but it's not because I'm seeking permission that, okay, he might say no, he might say yes or something. No, it's just like carrying somebody along. Exactly. Since you're married, you're partners, so it's more or less like carrying each other along in what goes on in your life.
Mrs. Chinom, so Nancy, yes, it's very necessary to have permission being sought. You have to seek permission from, it's a way of showing respect as well, so that you don't just have your life leave since you're now entitled to somebody or someone is entitled to you. But your time is now shared. Your time is time now shared. So you have to seek permission to do so.
So now this permission, are you saying that if you want to go see your parents and you tell your husband, honey, can I go see my parents? And then he just says no. And then that's all, you just sit at home.
Okay, first of all, there is a difference between permission and a request. If you are requesting, it's more like you want to, okay, permission, request, and information. I think I'll go with information, like you want to inform him and then seek his permission at the same time. Because you telling me is just like you're just telling him, so whether or not he allows you, you're going. So it is necessary you inform him and wait for permission.
Okay.
Like I said, your time is not his time, it's not your time.
Those were some women telling us how they feel about taking permission from their husbands before going out or taking decisions in general. What do the men think? Well, let's listen to them.
My name is Prince.
Okay, I think to some extent, each subject have their own peculiarity. So I would not say for everything it's overrated. People saying it has been overrated is just maybe, I don't know how to put it, but for me, it's not overrated. I think it's just the right thing to do, asking for permission. It doesn't just fall on the side of the lady alone, even the guy. Because in some instances, you're going out, you might, where you're going to might not be a safe place. I think the onus rests on your husband to actually let you know if this thing is what you're doing is okay. You can call you back and say, oh, I don't want you to go to this place. That's the good thing about maybe getting a permission. But putting it permission in a way, I don't think it's quite right. But if you have to use that word permission, then I would say it's okay. It's not overrated. It's fine to get permission from your spouse when you're going out as a lady from your husband and your husband from your wife. But because I feel like when you're informing somebody, there should be a conclusion. You guys should meet at a common ground. So if there is no decision made from that information, then you shouldn't go. If she informs me and then maybe I said no at the first instance and she gives me a reason why, okay, I need to be here, this. When we reach a common ground, okay, you've given me a reason why I should let you go, then fine, you can go. It's all about reasoning and to know if this is right or wrong.
My name is Barrister Femi Olutume. Okay. Well, I don't know why you're using the word permission, because I think that word should be used between the kind of relationship of employee and employer. Marriage is a partnership thing. So I don't think the woman should use the word permission. It's something that should be discussed and agreed upon. So if the my wife wants to go and see her parents, I think what we just need to do, or what she needs to do with me, is to discuss it with me. Then if we both agree on it, why not? She embarks on it. If she's going out, all she just needs to do is just to tell me that, okay, well, she wants to go to somewhere. Definitely, I'll know where she's going to, or I'll know she's going somewhere for a reason or for a purpose. So I the word permission, I'm not comfortable with that. If we discuss it and I don't see any reason why she should go at that point in time, I mean, that means I have a very good reason for me saying that she shouldn't go at that point in time. Except it's an emergency, that I'm just being unnecessarily unreasonable.
Those were some men speaking. What does religion say? We will find out after the break. Do stay.
www.delitrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. For the big, trendy, and impactful stories of the day,
treated inside out with in-depth analysis
to give you insight into the issues that matter.
The issue of injustice needs to be addressed. We're going into hell.
Why are you sending your child? Why are you that poor? Are you that hungry?
No, we are not practicing any democracy in Nigeria. They don't deal with us well.
Trust us on Nigeria Daily, a daily podcast from Daily Trust,
to bring to you the news behind the news.
So listen in, log into our website at dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com.
You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
Follow up on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust.
You are welcome back. This is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are asking if women should take permission from their husbands before going out. Before we went on break, we spoke to some women who shared their thoughts. We also heard from some men who also weighed in on the topic. Religion in Nigeria plays a major role and sometimes gets intertwined with culture and even individual lives of people. Now, when it comes to marriages, oaths and vows are taken culturally and religiously. What does our religion have to say about this? Mercy James speaks with some religious clerics. First, let's listen to where Islam stands.
My name is Hussein Musa Abubakar, Chief Imam, Masjid of the Sunnah. So according to the teachings, marriage is like a ministry or a company where two people come together to establish a family and which involve respect and other rules and regulations guiding. So the establishment in the marriage, the wife and the husband, each of the two couples have their own obligations. They have their own rights over their partners. Wow. The wife have her own separate rights apart from the husband, and the husband also have other rights over her. And both of them are equal in some rights and obligations in marriage. According to the teachings of Quran and the tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the husband is the head of the family, while the wife is under him. Placing her under him doesn't mean that she is neglected or she doesn't have any other right.
Okay.
But because in every establishment or organization or association or relationship, there must be a leader. And in the issue of marriage, the leader of that family is your husband. He is the head. Hence, he is the head. So the wife is placed under him. That doesn't mean she doesn't have her own rights as human. Mm. But all her rights fall under him as the husband. So she's under him. There are some certain things that she cannot go ahead and do it without his permission, without his consent, because she's under him, so that there will be no suspicious and other things that will come up that will bring misunderstanding between the husband and the wife. Yes, it involves all this. Even some voluntary worships are involved. Before she set out of the house, the husband need to be aware. While Islam places this as a duty of the wife to seek for husband consent before going out or before executing anything that has to do with her in person or something that is voluntary, not compulsory. On the compulsory aspect, like worship, like prayer, like fasting, no need for her to seek for the husband's consent. When it is time for prayer, she go ahead and pray. Like her personal money, and she wants to buy something, at least she will just notify him that I want to use my money for this. So that if he saw her with maybe a new clothes or a new shoe or a new band, he might be suspecting that maybe she got it from someone.
All right.
No, she informed him that he will be aware. If he sees new, if she told him that, okay, I want to buy a new bag, and he saw new bag, he will not be asking from where did she get it from.
Okay.
But if he just came back and saw a bag, saw many things in the house, which he know that he was not the one that brought them.
Okay.
He will start asking her a series of questions.
All right. Okay.
But like going out, she must for his permission.
Okay.
Even if it means she's visiting her parents, he need to be informed and he need to approve out. All if he said no, then she's not going anywhere. And if she said out, then she is committing a sin. It's a sin. But Prophet Muhammad said, whenever a woman stepped out of her house without the consent or permission of her husband, she will be caught. Allah's curse will be laid on her until she returned back to her home.
That was Hussein Musa Abubakar, Chief Imam Masjid Saudi Salah. Well, let's hear from the Christian perspective.
Well, my name is Pastor Amos Adebayo, Church of God. Actually, the issue of rights and obligation in marriage has to do with understanding the role of each partner. Now, when you talk about obligation here, you are talking about duties, what you are expected to do as a wife, what you are expected to do as the man of the house. They have to be equal partners in progress.
So, establishing on that, sir, what does the Bible say about marriage in its entirety, about the duty of a man and woman to each other?
When we talk about the scripture and references now concerning marriage and duties and obligation, one particular scripture that comes to mind is usually the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. There are stipulated radars that a wife is expected to follow, so likewise the husband. So I, in particular, have this assumption that, look, we should not go on the fact that because I am your husband, if whatever I say you must do. To me, it does not hold waters. Because the scripture said, you should hold them as a weaker vessel. And if they are the weaker vessel, you should tender them. And where is the caring when the man continues to badge rules, laws, that the woman must obey?
Yeah.
So that to put her in the usual quote, in her place, as Christ will give his life for the church, so also the man should be able to give his life for the wife.
Mm.
So in that process, You should be the one that is always there to see that everybody is okay. You should lead by example. Now, when you come to the work, to the wife, number one, the Bible says, he is subject to your husband, as the church is subject to the Lord. Now, subjection does not mean stupidity.
According to what you've mentioned as a woman's duty from the standpoint of the Bible, in the respect of submission, does it also involve seeking permission before going out or visiting parents or even spending personal money?
All right. Now, it's not because of our society's complexities today. Truth be said, there is nothing wrong if your husband knows where you are going to because of the security, the situation that we found ourselves in the country. And if the wife deemed fit that there is no need for her to inform her husband before she do anything, then we should check the relationship very, very well under a very close scrutiny. Yes, it's biblical because, number one, when Abraham wanted to go on a visit, the wife knew. Do you know that it was even funny? As long as we are concerned, the man is responsible for the whereabouts of the wife. So if the wife would go out, it's expedient that the wife let her husband know her whereabouts. So that in case of reference, in case of emergency, and in case of ownership, the man can decide and go to find his wife without problems.
So, okay, should we call that permission, seeking permission or informing? Because when we are talking about permission now, she have to await his approval or disapproval. But like spending one's money or just going out to normal places to see friends, do you really have to seek permission and say, okay, my husband, I'm going out to go and get something?
Where there is love of Christ as a Christian, that is seeking permission. That means you reverence your husband. That means the husband in return too should reverence his wife. I'm going out. I want to see someone. Now, if the husband had a contrary reason why the wife should not go there, I think it is wisdom for the wife, for the husband to explain to the wife why he feels she should not go there. Most men would want to say a thing and want it to be established like a dictator, like an authoritarian.
Yeah.
But you see, the game does not go like that. But you see, like I mentioned earlier, our society complexities have made it so narrowed that we believe the woman is insubordinating the man when she does not take permission, when she does anything she feels like. It is nice for the couples to allow themselves to get informed about their whereabouts.
That was Pastor Amos Adebayo of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Should it be about permission or having a way of making communication? A family system enhancement coach tells us as he has a chat with Bisola Fatoye.
All right, my name is Jeff Oluwagbemiga. So you can call me Coach Jeff. I'm a psychologist and I'm a family systems enhancement coach. Well, in a healthy marriage, there should be seamless communication. Seamless communication means we talk regularly. There is a flow, inflow and outflow of communication. So when I want to get something done, I will let you know, either by verbal or non-verbal, but that's a way we have agreed to communicate, and that will be our modus operandi. So if anybody wants to go anywhere or somebody staying back at work later than usual, there must be a way to communicate it. So if a woman wants to visit anybody, there's a way she has been communicating with her husband before now, and that's the same way the communication part should take. There shouldn't be anything special in terms of communicating, I want to go and see my parents. It should be the same way of saying, I want to see the neighbor next door. You understand? So that's why I say seamless communication. But seamless communication does not arrive in one day in any marriage. It's something that you build on a daily basis, meaning that you put in space, put in place the way you would like to be addressed. Okay, there's something we call the user's manual in marriage counseling, or let me say marriage therapy now, because it goes beyond counseling now. User's manual means that how we create a user manual, that this is how I love to be addressed. This is how I respond better. This is how I flow. So if you are my husband or you are my wife, you already know that this is how I like to respond to things.
So when you say communication, are you referring to a wife, for example, just telling her husband, honey, I'll be out today to see my parents, or a wife telling her husband pending his response for her to decide whether she's actually leaving or not?
Okay, good. Now, it's all encompassing. There are some time that you, depending on how well you have been able to relate, I can just say, okay, honey, I want to go and see my dad after work today. And then, I mean, there's no issue because I've already told him. But if the way you respond, if the way you work is that he must say yes or no, and it takes him time to say it, you will wait for him to say the yes or the no. But if you just look at you and say, just shrug and say, well, no problem. Why are you telling me you can go now? It's the level of their communication will actually affect how the man or the woman will see the communication, and we either approve or disapprove. Sometimes my wife tells me something, I say, I'm going to, so I say, okay, that's good. I continue what I'm doing, meaning that there's no big deal. I don't have any issue against it. You understand? So that's what I'm saying. The way they have been communicating will determine. It shouldn't be official. It doesn't need to write a letter. But if the way they communicate in their own marriage is that you say what you want to do in the week by Monday or by Sunday, if that's how they have agreed to roll, then you put it in your, I know one or two family that does that. Then you put it in your movement chart on Monday that by Friday, I want to go see my dad. I'll come back the same day or I'll come back the next day. So it depends on what they have built. Everything is about what have you built, how are you building it, and does it work for you? Do you understand?
Yes. So you're saying there's no general manual. It all depends on each person and each family.
Exactly. Okay. What works for me might not work elsewhere. That's why I give an example of somebody saying, okay, everything I'm going to do this week, we see by Monday or by Sunday. And something can just pop up, and you just say, "Ah, sorry, I'm about driving out of office, but then I got a message that I need to see Mr. X, Y, and Z. I'm going to see him, and I'll come back home late.
I'm going to see him. Can I go and see him? They're like, are they not two different things?
Yeah, they are two different things. Depending on, just I'm still saying the same thing in different way. Okay, let me give an example. If Mr. X and Y have been together for a few years, and their communication system is such that when you say something, you do not have to be formal. You can just inform that, okay, I'm going to see my dad tomorrow. That's an information. And if they have accepted to be their mode of communication, there will not be a problem. But in a place where you need to say, please, I want to go and see my father, can I go? It also depends on the system they have built. So these things are not so rocket science, but it also depends on the personality of the people. Some personalities are very officious. They want it to come like an official thing. And because the man has been told by culture and by religion that he is the head of the family, he might become a bit legalistic about it, that you must tell me and I must approve. You understand? But if the person is not, his personality is maybe like a sanguine that just, don't worry, you can go. Then you just tell him or tell her, I'm say, okay, don't worry, you can go. So it's still on what they have developed.
Okay.
You still get my point? It depends on what, there's no other fast route. But the bottom line that they must have developed a free-flowing communication, seamless.
All right.
Seamless means there are no too much barricades. So a request and an information might not look different if they have been able to build a very good communication system.
Okay. All right. So as a marriage coach, your advice will just be to work on your communication system.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very
continuously,
much.
Continuously. Yeah.
That was Coach Jeff Oluwagbemiga, a family system enhancement coach. Marriage differs. Culture differs. And religion differs. It all boils down to what works for you and your partner. God bless Nigeria. And this is where we draw the curtain on this episode of The Bearing. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. The Bearing is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprouts.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for The Bearing. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadeja. Now, if you intend to sponsor an episode of The Bearing, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.